And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton Infer.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Pat, you may have heard that Ireland intends on making a cross-border bid to host the opening stages of the Tour de France. It could possibly take place in 2026 or 2027, according to government officials both north and south. Our reporter Josh Crosby met with cyclists to see what an event like this would mean for the sport in Ireland.
Here's the crowd now. They've waited a long time because the roads here in Ireland started to close at 7 o'clock this morning. But they turned out in great numbers.
They certainly did. You can see just how difficult it is when you go up towards the summits of this climb, the Col de Wicklow Gap, as they're calling it here.
Coverage of the Tour de France in Ireland in 1998. Will there be similar scenes here again? Well, I met with some cyclists not far from where that stage took place to see if there's an appetite for such an event.
My name is Paul O'Sleaslock. I've cycled from Blackrock. Not too far away, just came up for a quick spin today, just get a bit of fresh air, clear the head. I was going to go up to Glencree, but the weather is looking a little bit iffy, so I think I'll just lick my wounds and get home, and I have a wet bottom at this stage, so I think that's it, you know.
Hit the road home.
It all depends on whether it's mountains or not. On the flat it's easy, on the mountains it's a little bit tricky.
I can imagine. You won't
yeah.
be taking part in the Tour de France if it comes to Ireland?
Sadly not. Next lifetime maybe, I might.
What would it mean for the cycling scene in Ireland if something of that size came to the country?
I think it'd be great. There's a lot of interest in cycling, growing interest in cycling. I think for young people starting off, you know, we've a lot of the younger generation who are doing well as amateur cyclists, and to see there is a career progression for them in cycling, it'll be great.
Johnny Cassidy is my name. Cycled from Rathmines today, up over Killikee, the Feather Beds, and back down to Enniskerry. It's about 50 kilometres. Get out maybe 3-4 times a week, that'd be my target, and try and do it through the year.
And you've all the gear, you've the colourful top, you've the professional bike. This is a real racing bike. What's this now?
It's a Lapierre. It's a French manufactured bike, so it's about, I suppose it cost a bit, maybe about two and a half grand.
Yeah. What would you think now of Ireland hosting a part or a stage of the Tour de France?
It's great for Ireland. Like, there's two sides to it, I think. One is in terms of cycling as a sport. I mean, it's really, really popular. But from a social and a general society point of view, you kind of see all different age groups out there.
What does Ireland as a whole have to offer for the international cyclist?
The scenery, the contrasts. The one bit that's probably a bit more difficult in Ireland is the weather.
The village of Enniskerry is a popular stop-off point for cyclists making their way through the Dublin and Wicklow mountains. Patricia Ward owns the Kingfisher Kitchen and fondly remembers the excitement of 1998.
Wouldn't be a normal day if we didn't have our cyclists. So
you're in business here 3 decades, am I right?
That's right, yeah. 3 decades. My parents opened Kingfisher's Takeaway. Myself and my husband took over it, and then we expanded to indoor seating to a daytime restaurant.
So you were here now in 1998. Well, what was it like when Tour de France came to Ireland?
Well, it was a lot of colour going through the village. It was a lot of excitement, a lot of people trying to get a glimpse of them going by, no matter that they were so fast, but we managed to see them. And it was a great atmosphere in the village, and it brought great business to Enniskerry.
And I'm sure the business wasn't just for that afternoon. People would have been here the day before, or maybe the day afterwards.
The day before, coming to have a look, and then for a while after, people were actually coming to see where it passed through our village.
Yeah. And even for tourists, it might have put Enniskerry on the map. If they didn't see it before, it would have kind of...
I would think so. It's very touristy as it is, but everything like that really helps and adds up to our everyday business.
So I'm sure you'd like to see it return again?
Absolutely, yeah, and I'm sure a lot of my cyclists would like to see it return, and like these people who cycle so seriously, I think would love to see that on their doorstep, and I'm sure they'd come from all over to see that in this country, you know.
Person and bike.
Person and bike, yes, it's all great for Enniskerry.
The potential north and south bid to host the opening stages of a future Tour de France would have significant tourism, sports and wider benefits. CEO of Cycling Ireland, Matt McCarrow, tells me what kind of an impact this would have.
With COVID, we've seen a bit of a shift in the popularity of cycling. It's great news that there's a lot more people on bikes. Anyone who's tried to buy a bike in the last couple of years would know that the retailers are struggling with supply. We still have a very strong competitive scene and still a lot of events, but we're yet to see a return to the events in the same numbers that we have had pre-COVID.
So on events and competitions, what would it mean for cycling in Ireland if the Tour de France was to come here?
Well, we have the precedent of having had the Tour de France in Ireland in 1998 and also the Giro d'Italia in recent years. And certainly there's a real popularity that comes around that. It captures their hearts and minds. They remember where they were. I guess it makes cycling a lot more attainable. It's one thing to view the Tour de France on television, vision and think it's a long way away and it's something that doesn't apply to me, but it really brings it to life if people can see it go through their town or up the mountain that's in their county. So we would certainly welcome it, and it would be great for the popularity of cycling in Ireland.
And how would you promote Ireland now? What do the Irish roads or the Irish scenery have to offer the international cyclist?
I think there's an abundance of great roads and climbs and ascents and technical pieces. I think Irish cyclists would say that they're quite tough by nature, and that's probably due to the roads and the terrain that are around. But I think equally, from a tourism perspective, Ireland looks great on television. There's a number of people who would watch the Tour de France for the scenery. It would be a great showcase for Ireland as a tourism destination, a massive boon for the sport.
The government says it would ideally take place in 2026 or 2027. There's no doubt cycling has increased in popularity in recent years, so who knows where Ireland will rank on the international stage by then. But closer to home, I took a visit to the Cycle Tri bike shop in Dublin, where I met with owner Colin O'Brien to find out how the sport is growing and also what's the fascination with Lycra.
We have a great offering in cycling clothing, accessories, everything you need to wear, and we also recently got into the road bike category.
Just when you say category, what's the cycling scene like in Ireland, and particularly on the racing, the Tour de France style, if you like?
Yeah, it's still very strong. There's always been a really good following of road racing within Ireland, and they're all doing it for fitness purposes as well.
So if the day was to come that the opening stage of Tour de France was to come to Ireland, what would that mean for the cycling scene?
Oh, listen, it would be fantastic. I mean, you know, the Irish always loved the Tour de France. We always have a good representation over there. So, like, if it came to Ireland, there would be massive support for it.
And the excitement building up to it, I suppose, it encourages younger people into cycling as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the challenge. It's trying to get the younger people into cycling because, you know, there's a lot of guys in there who are maybe ex-rugby players or Gaelic or football players who go to cycling as another sport when they finish their other career in sport. And now it's just trying to get the youth into the sport of cycling. So something like the Tour de France would help that.
As I look around here, you have everything from your accessories, your shoes, your caps, your Lycra. There's all sorts here.
Oh, yeah, listen, we're a Lycra specialist. We love the Lycra, you know, and that's what road racing is about. Like, if you're out there on a bike and you're out for fitness reasons, you need to have the right gear on you. And the Lycra is just more comfortable.
Some people who don't cycle, they might be driving around a country road or something, and they come across a bunch of people in colourful gear. What is it about the Lycra that people just, that if they're going on their bike, they have their Lycra on?
Yeah, so like the Lycra does a couple of things. Obviously, the Lycra fabric from a technical side is very stretchable. If you're spending 3-4 hours on a bike, you need comfort, you know.
And just when you say stretch, how tight is too tight?
Well, with Lycra, there's no too tight. It's just getting what fits you, right? So it's like a second skin. Listen, in the beginning, it's a bit strange, but you get comfortable with it.
A lot of support out there for the possible Tour de France bid. The beauty of cycling is that all ages can get up on a bike, whether for sport, transport or leisure. One man making his way through the Wicklow Mountains in the rain is 67-year-old John Baker, who says he'd take part in a veterans race.
I'm cycling from there. I live in the vicinity of Houston Station, and I'm in Enniskerry, and I try to get out here every 3 days.
You're fitter than many people that are much younger than
well,
you.
I know a man fitter than me, Superman. I don't know where he lives.
But you can hear the rain bouncing off the ground there today. But you've reached your destination, but you have to return now as well. You're fairly wet, I can imagine.
No, I'm not wet. I'm wet from inside, from perspiration, but I'm not wet. I have rain gear.
So how many kilometres would you be doing now, on average, every 3 days?
Well, 150 kilometres in 9 days.
Right, so you nearly be taking part in the Tour de France yourself?
Well, maybe the veterans, if they have me, yeah. Yeah, do a couple of laps of Wicklow, a couple of laps of Wicklow.
What are you cycling here now yourself? This is your bike, the red bike?
Yeah, it's a red Trek, it's 27 gears.
Well, it's well worn anyway, you have the duct tape on the saddle and...
The duct tape is getting ripped all the time, Miss Money Penny, my cat's ripping
it. You don't have the fancy bull horns like some of the racing bikes?
No, yeah, a lot of people are in clubs and they buy all the outfits, and I don't need outfits to look fit, I am fit, you know.
You don't bother with the Lycra?
No, I need that for the babies.
Well, there you go. One of the cyclists trekking up the Dublin mountains in windy autumn conditions. There, talking to our reporter, Josh Crosby, who, of course, was bedecked in Lycra all the way through that report.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.